If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
808 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. It is after hours. Hopefully everybody out there is having a pleasant Lug evening. And this is the Big Lugowski, which is a 5-hour after hours in the daylight.
The Big Lugowski.
Thank you. And I feel like I am now the Big Lugowski because the 5-hour after hours is a Big Lugowski. You know, I mean, that rug, it really tied the room together. And I've been thinking about this all through the break, and like I said, every day, the Nick Parade. And just the excitement, the energy, the party that it will be. 50-plus years of waiting. The team that unites this city. The celebrities. Everything that's going to go into it with the warm weather.
Object to the
And now I'm thinking, all right, it's going to be warm out. So your boy's going to have to go in a tank. So I got to start pushing some plates here. I mean,
seeing the pythons.
I mean, I got to start working out a little bit.
I don't watch.
The weight is down no more with the round face. Pretty good jawline, all things considered. But I got to start pushing some plates here. Little ladies for the ladies. Little curls for the girls.
Seeing the pythons.
I just have to do that. Because it's probably going to be like 90 degrees for a Nick Parade. And the party is going to start at, what, 10 in the morning and then go for, well, I guess I got to come to work. But at some point, I will. But the party all day is just going to go all through the night into the after hours. And it's going to be a week-long celebration. So I, like all of you out there, and I'm not jinxing the team, envision this stuff. Look, they got to win. There's no, oh, well, if they lose, they got to win. So you might as well put it into the atmosphere and will it into existence, because they can't lose. You can't have this kind of run. You never know when you're going to be playing like this, which is the best basketball of any team in the playoffs. You never know when you're going to be, and I say fully healthy with the news of Mitchell Robinson, but with the broken pinky that he has, I think you tape it up, he'll be ready to go for game one. The chemistry, the experience, the star power, they feel like a team of destiny. Now you must fulfill that destiny and win a championship. That's what needed to be done. Because getting to the finals, yes, that was bare minimum. And they accomplished that. Otherwise, I think heads would have rolled. And it would have been open season on the Knicks. Everybody would have been all over Leon Rose and James Dolan and Mike Brown. And nobody would have been safe, including Brunson. But now that they got to the finals, okay, they checked that box. 4 wins. But those 4 wins away that they are the biggest. That's the difference between a great year, a fun year, at times a historical year, a dominating year in as far as a playoff run where they boat raced the teams in front of them. But if they get 4 more wins, it's something you remember for a lifetime. It lives on forever and ever and ever. It could be a once-in-a-lifetime thing for you as a Knicks fan. So enjoy this, enjoy the moments. It's like, and we've talked about weddings tonight. And by the way, if you missed last segment, I thought of this new business because I got invited to a wedding by Melissa and Tom, who before they got engaged, they were listening to After Hours on, or maybe it might have even been the Lugauer. Either way, they were listening to my voice on the radio.
Lug evening.
Yes. And they got engaged that night. So they feel like kindred spirit with me. So they invited me to their wedding. I am Tommy the Family Man. I'm Tommy the Wedding Crasher. Perhaps. Although I am invited. But I would go, I think I would, like, to role play, I'd act like I'm Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson in that movie. It's a little...
Are they built for speed or for comfort?
We've got a stage five clinger here.
You play the motorboat?
That's why I'm Tommy the Wedding Crasher. But it got me thinking, if you have a bachelorette or a bachelor party coming up, I could attend. You can invite me. Forget the wedding, although you can invite me to the wedding too. And that could be like a new business, a new social media experiment. And just the wheels are turning right now. I'm excited. That's what it is. Because my basketball team that I love so dearly is in the finals for the first time in 27 years.
Back to the
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Larry in Quorum. What's up, Larry?
Oh, I've got a... Yo, Tommy.
Hey.
I'm on the air?
You're on the air.
I'm just getting Moe's Southwest Grill. Hold on one second. Yo, can we do a favor? Yeah. You guys are using a lot of jinx words. Like, can we win four games in the finals first and then talk parade? Can we do, like, safe words?
No, what do you mean? Why?
Geo, Carden.
What's the difference?
Like,
it's not going to matter. It's not going to affect it. It's not going to affect what happens.
You guys have power. They listen to your radio station.
No.
One game at a time.
Who listens to the radio station?
What's that?
Who listens to the radio station?
The entire Knicks Nation,
right?
And all the players.
So what is that?
You guys are jinxing.
So you think Jalen Brunson's sitting there and hearing this and going, "Gee, I think we'll lose the finals now because Carton, Gio, and
not
Lugia
not every
about
minute, but
stop it.
You guys are already touching the money as
touching the Mr. money. Boomer, we've been talking about this for months now, and look at where they're at. They're in the finals. So haven't we been saying the same stuff?
This is the holy grail.
Of course,
in 53
it is.
Years. It's one game. Just take it down a notch. Is all I ask your station for. Let's get through game one. You're facing the Goliath and OKC.
Well, OKC's got to get there first.
Not the other three teams.
Well, so
and I am a true Knicks fan.
I understand.
I've seen the disappointment.
We all have.
I know. You guys are just. I just want to get to game four. Then we get back to game five, game six. Then we talk all that if they win after that. That's all. That's a reasonable request. But hey, you want something to me? Everyone's going to let's talk parade. Let's talk this. Come on, guys. Tame it down a little bit.
You want us to simmer down now. That's what you want us to do. Simmer down now. Simmer down now. You want us to simmer down a little bit. Not happening. Because...
Go New York!
That's just not the way New York City rolls. That's not the pageantry. That's not the excitement. And no matter what I say, and even though I've been pinned with some things in the past of things I've said, including saying the Islanders are the premier hockey team in New York. And yes, positive Tommy in 2024. New York is an Islanders town. We know both of those didn't go, especially the Islanders this year, the way that I had pontificated. And yes, in years past, I have said, no biggie on a Knick loss, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals.
No biggie.
It turned out, upon further review, to be a biggie. So Larry, to your, not point, but concern, yes, in the past, I will own that perhaps I put the cart before the horse. And in every single instance, the team and myself fell flat on their face. So when you hear me now on the radio and you hear things like parade and you, I'm just a party guy. You know that too. So I'm thinking about the big party. Tommy the Wedding Crasher. That's right.
You play the motorboat?
I do. So when you think about a party, now I can think about is Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, which... I'm thinking about right now.
Oh, hi there.
Which my mom loved that show. And I'm also in my brain, I'm trying to think of all the lines in that movie that I just love. It's such a good movie. Chaz, I don't want to judge you because I think you're an innovator.
The meatloaf! We want it now!
You want some? Never leave a fellow crasher behind. I'm going to need the big guy with me. But I am Tommy the Wedding Crasher. But I'm also Tommy the Party Man. I'm also Positive Tommy, so I'm thinking about the parade. Point is, yes, I am putting the cart before the horse again. This is something that I have done a lot in my radio career with my fandom. And so far, it hasn't worked out. So I understand if you are in the audience right now as a Knick fan, you are like, Tommy, please shut up. I'll just say this. With all this parade talk, with all this championship talk, with all this team of destiny talk, with all this hype around the basketball team that we love that unifies this city, if the Knicks lose, they fall flat on their face, or they lose a tough seven-game series, a gut-wrenching seven-game series, and there is no championship, and there is no parade, and there is no moment in this city for positive Tommy during that parade, then yes, it will be the most public of my many humiliations. I won't lead us. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Ray in Babylon. What's up, Ray?
Tommy. Loogie!
What's going on?
How do we soak in this moment? How do we put the pause button on, stop time, and just soak it in as a Knicks fan? You tell us, Loogie.
Yeah, it's
do we meditate?
Meditate's
do
a good one.
Yeah. Do we go to church? What do we do to stop time, to bottle up this feeling of euphoria, of joy, of love, and this feeling across our great city and state? What do we do, Loogie, to soak it in, stop time, so we will tell our grandchildren what it was like during this most special, special time? Tell us, Tommy.
Great question. Great question, Ray. And that's really the secret of life, right? Whether it's with your sports team, whether it's with your friends, whether it's with your family, whether it's with your, let's say, fiance, wife, girlfriend, whatever the case may be. There are those moments in life that you wish you can bottle up and keep with you forever. You know, life is difficult at times. You know, the everyday grind of commuting. If you have kids, they're crying, they're sneezing all over the place. Yeah, they need you for the first couple of years, but then they will want nothing to do with you by the time they're 15 or 16. You spend all the time and money and energy on them. You worry about them. You stay up at night sick, worried about them. All of this time and energy and money spent towards these children. I am Tommy the Family Man. And for what? So that you get a two-minute dance at a wedding that you paid for? Tommy the Wedding Crasher. Life can be tough, but there are those moments, and you know exactly what they are. Could be your wedding night, could be your bachelor party. It could just be the first time you ever laid eyes on a beautiful woman when you were younger. And I think this is a good time, Ray, as Knicks fans. Yes. I think it's good, we as Knicks fans, to reflect, and not only reflect, but to center ourselves.
Loogie.
As I am positive Tommy, the center of the universe.
Loogie.
The center of the sports universe. Not only a generational talent, but the future of this business.
Loogie.
Where was I? Oh yes, enough about me. It's all about the feels, the emotion, and channeling that, because it has been 27 years.
Object to the
27 long, long years. For some of you, it's a lifetime that you haven't seen a Knicks parade.
Loogie.
For many of you, when you were at the last Knicks parade, you can go to the movies for a quarter. You could buy a hot dog, or as the kids say, a glizzy, for 15 cents. Audrey Hepburn was basically Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, hi there.
It's been a long time. For some of us, we've never seen it. So you're right, Ray. This is for you and all my fellow Knicks fans.
Loogie.
Breathe. Enjoy.
Object to the... bathe and bask in the glory of not only this run. As you lay there now with your eyes closed, hopefully you're not driving. If you are, please open your eyes.
Loki.
Think about Jalen Brunson. Think about Mike Brown.
Let him watch.
Think about Leon Rose and Karl Anthony Towns. And think about all the wins that the Knicks have had in the playoffs. Think about all the 40-point wins. And while you're doing that, I will be thinking about Knicks and chicks. I will be thinking about...
Oh, hi there.
...the parade.
Let's go, Knicks.
I will be thinking about Evan getting a sunburn at the parade.
Let's go, Knicks.
And now I will go back to thinking about Knicks and chicks.
Oh, hi there.
Which is what this city will be.
Tommy the Wedding Crasher.
Yes, it is wedding season. It's wedding season! Sorry, got a little out of character there.
I'm Jack to the
Nick fans, eyes open. Yes.
Let's go, Knicks.
Let's enjoy it. Let's go, Knicks. Because they have dudes. They have dogs. And they're going to do damage.
Loki.
And best of all, they bring out the chicks.
Oh, hi there.
All right. I'm feeling great right now. I could take a nap. Jeez. I feel like I should be getting a massage during that. Boy. I think we're in a great place right now. Really jacked up. That's... I'm glad Ray called in because I think, especially with the Mitchell Robinson news, with the broken pinky, you know, a moment like that where we're now all centered, zen-like, basking in the glory of what we are witnessing and what we have witnessed. We now have the time here to reflect, to enjoy, and to be centered. And then when Larry called in, because you don't, Larry's allowed to be the way he is, but you don't want to be like Larry. You don't want to be tense. You don't want to be biting the fingernails, biting the toenails. You don't want the agita. You don't want the nervousness. You don't want the anxiety. You know, I talked about all those great moments that if you could bottle up and keep them with you forever and just go to it whenever you need it, it's like a memory. It's a thought. Fellas, you know where I'm going with this, but we don't have to say it on the air. But sometimes you just have that, you know, little memory, little snapshot. You carry that with you for the rest of your life. Driving to that doubleheader with your pain in the ass kids in the backseat. You think about that memory. And if I could bottle those memories up and sell them, I'd be a billionaire. You wouldn't hear my voice on the radio anymore. I'd be on a yacht with supermodels. Somewhere in Ibiza or Ibiza, as the locals would call it. Tommy the Wedding Crasher. That's just me. But all those great moments that you've had in your life, much like the Knicks being in the finals, sometimes they come with anxiety. It sounds like an Alanis Morissette song. You don't want it to rain on your wedding day. So you are nervous. All right, we're planning for the wedding. Where are we going to sit? Aunt Rose and Uncle Louie, they don't like each other. They're not talking these days. You can't, all right, well, you can't have them near each other. Or we're planning the bachelorette, but all the girls that I invited, they're all pain in the asses, and they don't want to spend all the money because I'm the center of attention. And they don't like that. Or you're inviting all your bros out there, and this one's got the girlfriend, so there's a no social media policy, and everybody, you know, I hear no evil, I speak no evil, I see no evil. You know the deal. You've been read the riot act before bachelor parties. You have that anxiety before it. Relax in Jackson. Correct. That's where I'm going with this. Relax. Enjoy this. Soak it in. Bask in the glory of this, because this might be it.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanses.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
And hopefully they finish the deal, and I'm very confident they will. But don't allow yourself to not enjoy the ride because you're too worried about the ending of it. And then you can enjoy it. But then you'll look back and go, man, I really just wish I enjoyed the entire ride. Because that's what it's all about when you win a championship, that entire ride. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Jimmy in Bethpage. What's up, Jimmy?
Let me settle this once and for all. I am on Long Island, but my home is in Bethpage, on in settled.
I like it.
Tommy, you got a great show tonight.
Thank you.
I just got to tell you, if you are going to a bachelorette party or a bachelor party, and it's in warm weather, you go to the city that holds the strap. You go to the championship city of Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
That's a great one. I've been there. It's a good one.
Strap.
Very good.
It's the strap.
It's right up there. Look, I'm not going to necessarily say, Jimmy, that it's the best destination for a bachelor and bachelorette party, but it is absolutely in the conversation, no doubt about it. Okay. But I'm told this, though, Jimbo, that you have a new name for my show.
I do. It's S-O-O-A-F-C. Shot out of a freaking cannon, Tommy.
I love it, Jimmy. I do.
I'm Jack to the
Especially when you get me 7 to midnight, you get Tommy. You get the Tasmanian Tommy.
The big Lugowski.
Overnight Tommy, but also because I think, and I'm energetic in the overnights, but I also think the tone of an overnight should be a little bit less energetic because it's just more of the, you know, people are just waking up, people are trying to go to bed, people are, you know, they're making the donuts, they're doing all this stuff. So, you know, you try to keep it a little bit, plus your boy's a little bit more tired at 2 in the morning. I am shot out of a cannon here. So that, man, that could be the show. But I like the big Lugowski.
Lugowski.
Let's go to Danny and Whitestone here on After Hours. It is Positive Tommy here in prime time. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how's it going, Tommy? First time, long time.
What's up?
I just wanted to be Positive Danny with you and let you know that this team is like a fist, like that show Winning Time.
Yeah.
We're together. You know, even if Mitchell Robinson goes down, Diawara has us, Porty has us. I know they haven't seen much playing time besides the garbage time, but this team is looking phenomenal. Phenomenal on all fronts. And I'm positive about everything with this team.
No, 100%. They are connected as a team. They are riding the wave and momentum of this winning streak. Both ends of the floor, hitting the three-point shot. They are a well-oiled machine. So, yes, I want Mitch out there, but I hear what you're saying, that right now they just feel invincible, and I'm sure that's the mindset of these players. They got to be thinking now, like, hey, we are absolutely unstoppable. Look at the way we're playing. And I think that's the mindset to have. You don't want to have any type of doubts and creep in like losses last year and things of that nature. Keep this momentum and winning streak going as long as humanly possible and roll through the finals like they've rolled through the entire playoff stretch so far.
Not to mention just the players, Tommy, but also the coaching staff.
Yep.
Mike Brown has made such an impact on this team.
Totally.
Compared to Tibbs, which never made any adjustments. He'll make an adjustment for Mitchell Robinson as well, and this team is going to be flying high.
Absolutely, Danny, and I'm glad you brought up Mike Brown. And you hire Mike Brown for a myriad of reasons. You want him to play the bench more, something Tibbs didn't do. Mike Brown has done that throughout the year. And look at where the Knicks are now. They're deep. They're well-rested. That also is because the starters didn't have to play as many minutes. So they're not as banged up. There's not as much attrition. There's not as much, you know, tiredness in the latter part of the playoffs. You also hire him because he would unlock Mikal Bridges. Well, Mikal Bridges, really ever since Game 3, but definitely since the clincher against the Hawks, he's been playing his best basketball as a Knick. He has completely been unlocked. He is now the final Infinity Stone, which is what I thought he was going to be when the Knicks acquired him throughout. And that wasn't always the case, but now it is. The offense, the aggressiveness, sort of that alpha mentality, not afraid to take the big shots. The player we saw on the Suns that went to the finals, or that player early on in his stages with the Nets. Carl Anthony Towns ever since the deadline, and I think he was bogged down and bothered by the Giannis stuff early in the year, and that's why you didn't see him at his best in the first half, so to speak. But once the deadline came and went and Giannis stayed where he was and he wasn't a Knick, I think Carl Anthony Towns' cat relaxed. He went back to being part of this team and the mission, which is to get to the finals, win a championship, and he is now playing his best basketball, I think, of his career. He has been tremendous, and that's a credit to both of those guys and Mike Brown, because I think when it comes to Bridges and Cat, you know, Mike Brown has really empowered both of them in this playoff run. Look, after Bridges had that donut in game three against Atlanta, Mike Brown could have easily taken him out of the starting lineup, and nobody would have said a word about it. In terms of it, what are you doing? That's the wrong thing to do. Like, that was the time, if you were ever going to do it, and he didn't. Mike Brown, yeah, he limited the minutes, but he didn't embarrass him from taking him out of the lineup, the starting lineup. And really, ever since then, Bridges has been a different guy. So that, if you could point to that and say, hey, Mike Brown gave Mikal Bridges the pat on the back, the motivation, the backing that he needed for Mikal to remember who he is, which is a damn good basketball player on both ends of the floor. So credit Mike Brown for that. Also, I think Mike Brown gets with the program, whether it's his coaches, whether it's Leon Rose, and in Leon we trust, because even though all of his moves, coaching, personnel have been questioned by somebody, he has been right way more times than he's been wrong. Including hiring Mike Brown, he's been right. So yes, Mike Brown, this coaching staff, they've done an amazing job, everybody involved. There's kudos and flowers for starting with Dolan all the way down to the lowest rung of the organization. Deserve a ton of credit for what they have built and what they are on the doorstep of achieving. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to John in Hoboken. What's up, John?
Loogie!
What do you hear? What do you say?
Brother?
What's up, John?
A lot of bachelor party talk. Just had two questions for you.
Of course.
One, where was your bachelor party? And two, I'm always the groomsman, never the groom. Different bachelor parties, kind of different vibes. A lot of the bachelors sometimes are little standoffs with the strippers. Where do you stand with having strippers there? And go next, baby.
Great. Where else do you get this time of entertainment? Where else do you get somebody breaking down Mike Brown and then a phone call about strippers?
I mean, the motorboat?
Nowhere else. So I'll answer both questions. My bachelor party was in Vegas, which is right. I mean, look, you could rank all the destinations for a bachelor or a bachelorette party. You could give me all the places, and Vegas is right there with everyone as far as top of the list. You want to throw Nashville at me. You want to throw Montreal at me. You want to throw Miami at me. You want to throw Scottsdale at me. You want to throw anywhere outside of this country at me, Vegas is right there at the top with anything that you can throw at me. It's
damage.
Big time. Truly, much like here, a city that never sleeps. And whatever your poison is out there, they got it. Now, as far as your second question, I think if it makes the bachelor uncomfortable and other people in the party uncomfortable, then I would not incorporate that into the bachelor party. Now, if you want to go to an establishment, and certainly Vegas has those establishments, Montreal, off the charts in terms of that establishment, I think that's a better way to do it because you make it more optional. Whereas if you were to do it, let's say, before the pregame or things like that, now you're forcing it on everybody, and that's just something I wouldn't do because the last thing you want is for it to be uncomfortable. Look, yeah, you're right. There are certain bachelor parties that are a little bit more off the rails than others, and that's okay. Everybody's different. It's your last, you know, hurrah. The last fling before the ring. That's really more, well, I guess guys do that too. Girls always go with the theme. Guys sometimes go with the theme. Like girls will do, if it's like, especially if it's like near water, they'll say, let's get naughty, and it's N-A-U-T-I. You know, boat hair, don't care. They do more of the theme stuff where guys, maybe they'll have a t-shirt or something like that with a phrase on it. Usually a line from Wedding Crashers. Or if it's Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, haha. But yeah, I just wouldn't do anything. If you're planning one right now and you are thinking about that, I would just go to an establishment more than I would bring the establishment to the hotel room because then you're going to make people uncomfortable. Because I'm sure not everybody's down for that. Because not everybody is down for that type of stuff. It's really something you got to discuss with everybody before you go. That's all. When it comes to everything that's going on the trip. That's for bachelorette and bachelor parties. But enjoy. And if you want to invite me to yours, have at it.
Tommy the Wedding Crasher.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. We'll get back to the Knicks here. A lot of your Knicks calls throughout the night. It's just one big party here as we enjoy this lead up and this build up and this road to the NBA Finals that starts on Wednesday. Maybe we'll know who the Knicks opponent will be as the Thunder and Spurs get going here in just a few minutes. It is Game 6 in San Antonio. So perhaps before I'm off the air here, we'll find out if it's going to be Knicks Thunder in the NBA Finals. So a lot of basketball, a lot of Knicks. We'll mix the baseball in as well. We'll discuss the Giants and Jackson Dart and Abdul Carter and Donald Trump, that whole situation and the meeting that took place with the Giants today. So a lot to do and a lot of hours to do it. 9:30, 10:30, 11:30. 3.5 more here. It's a big Lugowski. It's the after hours. It is positive. And the after hours, by the way, is the one you want to attend. Positive Tommy here in prime time. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
I only have one question. Where is
Lugie?
845 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
It is after hours here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call for a big Lugowski. We got you till midnight, so plenty of time to take your calls on the Knicks as we inch closer and closer to the NBA Finals. Game one will be Wednesday night. We don't know the location yet. It will either be San Antonio or OKC. Perhaps in a few hours, we'll find out if it's going to be the Thunder. The Spurs are looking to push it to a Game 7, which will be in Oklahoma City. Now, as far as the opponent goes, I am outwardly rooting for the Spurs. It's that simple, because considering the fact that San Antonio is down 3-2, if they were to come back in this series, if they were to win tonight, and then if they were to win a Game 7 in Oklahoma City, knock off the defending champs, coming back from 3-2 and beating the champs, think about all the energy, think about all the exertion that they're going to have to put forth to make that happen. I think, especially with a young team that's learning on the fly, that their core star players are all, you know, 23 and younger, I don't think they're going to be able to rally mentally for what is going to take place in the finals. And I think that their lack of depth and their youth, all of those things advantage Knicks. And the Knicks will make short work of San Antonio. OKC, it's a different story because you're talking about a team with championship DNA, the defending, reigning champs in the NBA, with the MVP on their team, all the depth that they have, the great home court. The Thunder, even if it goes 7, will figure out a way to switch gears for the finals. And as far as the rest goes, look, if the Thunder win tonight, they're going to get rest too. So this stuff, oh, the Knicks have all this rest. The Thunder are going to have rest too if they win tonight. They're going to have what, 5 days off? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, too? Yeah, they'll have 5 days off. And even if they win a Game 7, they're still going to have, 3 days off? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? They'll have 3 days off, which is still pretty, and they don't have to travel. So I don't expect, if it's the Thunder, or even if the Spurs, in terms of, like, being where they're out of gas. Now, with San Antonio, I think it's just a letdown in the young team because of the big accomplishment. But the Thunder, if they wrap this up tonight, it's going to be 5 days off for them, and they're not traveling. Like, they'll get home to the Oklahoma City, and then they won't have to travel for Game 1, where the Knicks are going to have to get on a plane. And I've been sitting around. But we'll find out. We'll keep it monitored. We got the game on. We're locked in. And once that becomes final, we'll obviously have more of a take on it, because we will know if it's going to be Knicks Thunder Game 1 on Wednesday, or it's going to be a Game 7 in Oklahoma City in the Western Conference Finals. And we'll have to wait a little bit longer to find out who the Knicks opponent is going to be next week. Let's go to Paul in Yonkers. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how are you, my friend?
What's happening?
So, you're going to go to bachelor parties and get drunk. That's fun.
Well, hold on a second. That's presumptuous of you. Who said anything? What are you talking about? You're being very presumptuous there. You don't know what goes on at bachelor parties these days. Who knows? Okay. We're not going to play Keno? We're not going to play a little pinochle? Yes. A little shuffleboard?
Yes. Okay. Have a Diet Coke on me.
That's right.
So, my friend, I'm giving you 3 months to figure this out.
What's the matter?
I already booked the first week in Vegas for opening week of football. It'll be my 45th week. Yeah.
45 years in a row, Paul, you have been out in Sin City for the opening week of the NFL out in Vegas.
The only reason I stopped was because of COVID.
Right.
I couldn't go.
Right.
So, yeah, so I'm already booked. So I'm giving you 3 months to come out. We'll hang out in the sports book. We got the whole week with pound football. College football
right.
will be started.
Yep.
We could dabble Mets and Yankees, but when football starts, nobody cares.
It's all football. Fact, yeah, if we're gambling out there it's on sports, right. it's going to be all football that weekend, no doubt about it.
Matter of fact, the lines are already in the kiosks. I see who my survival bet's going to be. I know who already I'm betting the first week. I already look. I'm all set.
Well, who are you betting now? What do you got? Do we have to pay for those picks? Right. What are you liking here?
No. My survival pick's going to be Jaguars over the Browns.
Okay.
And I'm going to be pounding Jaguars and Chargers until my finger falls off.
Gambling problem.
No, there's no gambling problem.
No, you're not even a grinder. You're a grinder of life, Paul. You're a grinder of life. You go there, you go to the book.
That's right.
You're there for the atmosphere. You're there for the free drinks. Oh, no, you don't drink. So you're there for the free lemon iced tea.
I go there to gamble and watch games and bet games.
Socialize.
Doesn't mean what I know. I just love it to death. I've been doing it basically here, 3/4 of my life.
And then you hit up the buffet.
I want you to come. What's that?
Well, then you hit up the big buffet afterwards, too. There's got to be a little bit of after hours.
No more. It's all gone. Buffets don't exist.
What do you mean they don't exist?
They don't exist.
Why don't they
gambling
exist?
Problem.
They don't exist no more.
What are you talking about? It's Vegas. They're known for their buffets. What are you trying to tell me? They don't have buffets in Vegas anymore?
Buddy, I went 9 times last year.
Why don't they exist? They're extinct? What are they, a dinosaur? Are they a velociraptor?
Yes.
Why don't they exist?
They cut them all out.
What do you mean they cut them out? They've been cut out? They've been squeezed out? The buffets in Vegas?
Yes.
Why was I not told about this?
Well, I don't know.
I love the buffets in Vegas. What's the reasoning? What's the problem here?
Gambling problem.
They stop with the gambling problem, okay?
Well, who are you talking to, Paul? I don't even know what you're talking about, gambling problem. You must be hearing things.
Nobody's touching anything.
Nobody. You're hearing things over there, Paul. You know how you get sometimes. You might be hearing things. Because I don't hear anything.
Don't rile me up.
So, who's rallying you up? You're rallying yourself up, Paul. You are. I'm not doing anything.
Yes, Tom. There's no more buffet.
Why?
All gone.
Why?
Anything else you want to know about Vegas?
Yeah. I want to know why they don't have them anymore.
They don't want to go for losses of anything anymore. Keno is all gone. No numbers, all gone.
Huh.
It's all gone. And I'm getting worried about the sports books, believe me.
What do you mean, though? You think they're going to be out there? They're going to get rid of them?
Buddy, everything's, besides me, everything's on the phone. I'm getting worried.
You mean nobody's going to the window anymore?
Only me, because I got a
1980. No, I don't. You got a flip phone. You're playing Snake on your Nokia. But it's one of those things where, Paul, I still think there, because I've been to the sports book relatively recently in AC. And yes, I do gamble on my phone. But I still think there's something, and this is probably the wrong word to use, but it's the only word I can think of. There's something romantic about going up to the table or the window and having that ticket. So I still think there are people, Paul, that do that because they're old school like you, or they just want that old school vibe. So I still think the window, because every time I go, there is a line. So and even if they do get rid of that, Paul, they're still going to have the sports book there because I still think they want an atmosphere for those that are dabbling in the sports gambling.
Especially the first week, it's phenomenal.
Of course. No, that's huge. Obviously, you got the college all day, and then you got the NFL all day. Well, we have a problem
now,
here, though.
Remember.
We have a problem.
Remember, the NFL starts Wednesday.
Well, yeah. If it was up to them, they would start on Monday and they'd go through Sunday.
And I
shouldn't give
them
any ideas.
I don't care. So I'm in already Wednesday to Tuesday. I leave Tuesday morning.
Oh, so you're out there. Got it. You are out there for 4 or 5 days. Gotcha. Well, we have a problem.
No, 6 nights. Every night.
We have a problem, though, Paul.
I'm there for every game.
We have a big problem.
What? You bang out the week.
What do you mean, bang out the week? What do you mean vacation? It's my first year as a radio host full time. You want me to bang out the first week of the NFL season?
You're going to get a week vacation.
It's not about that. No, it's not a good. It's not a good week to take off. It's actually the worst week to take off. I got a job. I got to be here. It's very important. It's after hours. It's the first week of the season.
Can't you do your show out there from one of the casinos? Do something different.
That's possible. That's possible.
Of course. Instead of doing Radio Row with 10,000 radio channels, why don't WFAN be the first ones to do a show out there?
So it would be me and you, Paul, doing a show out in Vegas?
Not me, because that's my... Now, I got to bet. I want to be by myself.
Yeah, but you, what do you mean? Hold on a second here. You're inviting me out there, and then we're not going to hang out? You're basically going to be a hermit crab?
After work, come. I'm in the sports book. We'll watch games all day long. Yes. Nice to meet you. I ain't bothering you. You ain't
now, Paul. You got
me.
a little waitress out there that you like that brings you like a nice tea that you like a Betsy out there that's like your pal for the last 45 years. Like, do you know people in the city that can kind of get us connected into those situations? Because
if you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Paul, if I go to Vegas with you, I feel like you are kind of like a regular out there, so I would imagine you have connections.
I used to. They're all gone.
Where'd they go?
The little girl. Good luck trying to find her to get a drink.
They're all gone?
They're not walking around like they used to.
Where are you at, though? Are you in Old Vegas or are you in New Vegas? Where do you hit?
No. I'm in the
Strip. You're on the Strip. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you struck me as somebody that maybe would go down to Old Vegas. That feels like more of your scene, like the old school steakhouses.
I get an opportunity to pick 8 hotels.
What do you mean you get an? What do you mean you get an? What are you talking about? You get an opportunity? What are you, Al Capone? You go out? What do you mean you got an opportunity?
No,
what are you talking about? They send you a brochure?
I belong to a group.
You're
Let's
a group.
Say it,
yeah, we'll call it a group. Let's call them a group. We don't want to use any other name. I don't want to end up in the river. So we'll call them a group.
Group owns 8 hotels.
Gotcha.
I call up and I go, where you want to stay? Pick one. So I've basically been staying in one hotel.
Well, which one do you like the most?
Right now is the Luxor.
Well, I can't. I'm not staying there.
He's a good fella. He's one of us.
What about the Venetian? You got any hookups over there?
Too big. I can't stay in one of those.
What do you mean too big?
I can't stay in the Bellagio.
They're all huge.
I can't. No.
No, I love the Bellagio with the fountains. Yeah, get me a room. What's at the Bellagio?
They blew that up.
What do you mean
they blew that up?
No, the Bellagio's still there. Bellagio's still there.
Bellagio. The
what?
The blown them. The Hard Rock Hotel's being built now.
What are you trying to tell me the Bellagio in Vegas is not there anymore?
Bellagio, no, it's there.
So why can't we stay there?
Because it's too big
It's
for
too
me.
Big. Every casino out there. Yeah. What do you mean it's too big for you? What does that even mean it's too big for you? You're sitting in the sports book the whole time.
Yeah, I know that.
You're not going for a run inside the casino.
There's no... I have to stay in one building. So I pick the building and that's where...
So you go to the place that's built like a pyramid, the Luxor.
Yes. So you got to come and meet me there.
I don't have to do anything. No, nice I'm not... No, there's too many... There's all these things and all this red tape.
Well,
I don't want to stay at the Luxor.
You. Okay, so I'll come to you.
Okay, I'm going to be at the Bellagio because it's big.
Okay, I'll come one day, and that's about it.
Well, how many days? How many days do you think I'm going to be out there? First of all,
nights.
Well, I'm not going to be there for 6 nights. I can't stress this enough that I can't take all these days off. And even if I were to get a show out there, I'm not getting 6 shows out there. So it's going to be maybe 1 show, and then I spend the weekend out there with you. But listen, the Giants are Sunday Night Football. I got to be on the air for that right after. I'm right on after the post game show. So I got to be on the air here. I got a job. I got a responsibility. So as enticing as this sounds, we have to work through some of these logistics, Paul. And I can't, under any circumstances...
3-hour difference.
Yeah, no, I understand the 3-hour difference, but
okay.
I want to have the red carpet treatment here. That's what I'm saying. So, Bellagio, I'd like a penthouse suite. I'd like a limo. What are you talking about? I want a limo. I want the limo picking me up. I want it to be 75 degrees inside the limo when I get in.
In your dreams.
75 degrees.
In your, well, it'll be 90
what,
by that.
What do you mean? No, inside the limo. Well, I need these. I have demands if you want
who
me out there.
To get a limo?
What do you mean I need a limo? I got to get from the airport to the strip. What do you think I'm going to do? Walk? Am I going to hitchhike?
Like everybody else does.
You get me a limo. You're connected out there.
I'm not connected.
Yes, you are. You've been going out there for 45 friggin' years. You have no connections in Vegas? They love getting people that go out there all the time. They'll do anything for you to get out there. So you're to tell me that you can't get a limo?
My connections went 30 to 35 years. They're not there no more. It's not 1980. It's 2026.
But you've been going, all these years, Paul. Yes. Make new connections.
Yeah, they all know me in the sports book. Yes, they all know me.
He's a good fella. He's one of us.
Yeah, so Paul, all these people that you know, talk to them, talk to their bosses, and say positive Tommy's coming to Vegas, and he has a simple list of 25 demands.
You call them and say,
I'm not calling anybody.
You call him.
You call him. All right, I've had enough of you. You call him. I'm calling him. You don't want to invite me. I'm making phone calls. 75 degrees. I just have some simple demands. That's all. And I need these demands to be met.
Tommy.
If I'm going to go out to Vegas with you, Paul, and I'm going to take off, because I can't. First of all, that's not happening. I got the J-O-B. I got the first year here on After Hours.
Tommy the Complainer.
Thank you. And not for nothing, September, we're starting to get around contract season. That's where I may get a tap on the shoulder from the architect. So the last thing I need is the architect walking around the hallways going, where's Tommy? And Hurley says, well, or Connor says, well, you know, he's out in Vegas with Paul and Yonkers. So I'm not taking off. But there is a window because I'm got Friday off, got Saturday off. So maybe the Sunday after Giants out there at the casino. Absolutely possible. But I got to work through the logistics. But if I'm going to do this, Paul, I have demands that need to be met. I'm not hitchhiking to the Luxor and meeting you somewhere. You know, I'm not going to the room where they play Keno and meet you over there, where you have a scratch-off ticket. And the other thing, too, is how am I meeting you? It doesn't sound like you have a phone, Paul. What is this, like casino where De Niro...
Fax him, Tommy, when you get there.
That's right. I could send him a fax, a carrier pigeon, just to make sure that Paul knows exactly the location to pick me up. Come on. We're going to have to get into the 20 whatever century we're in here. First, are we in the 21st? Whatever century we're in. We're going to have to get into that century, Paul. If you're going to want to hang out with me, if you're going to want to rub elbows with me, you're going to have to get into that century. 888-808-101. Paul from Yonkers, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be here all week. Well, I'll be here all week at least. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. We got a few more hours to go. We'll get to all your calls on the Knicks. We'll mix in the baseball. We'll mix in some football as well. Gotcha till midnight. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation right here on After Hours.
I want the
Loogie.
You can't handle the
Loogie.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.